तो गर्म तर देखते हैं, बफरते मुहब्बत बशोके नजर हम, बफरते मुहब्बत बशोके नजर हम के घर देखते हैं, जो रोजे पे हाजिर सलाती हुए हैं, जो रोजे पे हाजिर सलाती हुए हैं, तो पिंदार जे हैं। ये आहे सहर का असर देखते हैं।
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد this wonderful beautiful poem from Dada Sheikh Hazrat Shah Maulana Muhammad has brought us here it is Allah Ta'ala's great favor upon us jise aapka bakhabar dekhte hai use ghair se bekhabar dekhte hai the person who sees this can have two meanings one is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala a person who gets ma'rifat recognition of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala then he becomes completely disinclined from anybody else. Now when he has seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala akhirah, when quality Allah ta'ala says, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, then those who don't believe in akhirah in the year after, their hearts become straightened. But anything else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, idhahum yastabshirun. They get very, very happy. Sports is discussed, politics is discussed. Anything else besides Allah ta'ala, you see a person becoming happy, excited, he's speaking about it. This is not a good thing. The reason is we do not have ma'rifat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once Hazrat gave a bayan many years ago in Venda or somewhere, and Hazrat mentioned the 8 rights of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the first right he mentioned before Iman also is ma'rifat, to recognize who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. So Hazrat said, if you don't understand who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, then we can't even have proper Iman in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to learn firstly who is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were so low, but when they came in the sohbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they became sahaba, they became the slaves of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every human being by nature is a slave. We have to be a slave. But we have to decide, you want to be a slave of Allah Ta'ala, a slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or a slave of the Western people. A slave, as Hazrat mentioned once, that we unfortunately have become the slaves. So Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi made dua, he lifted up his hand. He said, Allahumma akhrijil yahudiyata wa nasraniyata min qulubina. That oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove this love of Christianity and Judaism from our hearts. That today we hate the Jews and the Christians, but we love their ways. As Hazrat says, that the people in the past, they used to love the Jews and Christians in this way, that they can give them dawah, call them that wine bottle, and they have the glasses, and it looks like now we are very sophisticated, we are following the kufar way. You enter a nikah place, and they've got all these wine glasses there, they call it grape juice, so people are drinking it. So they are saying that no, it's halal, completely halal. But why are you doing that there? Just because you've got love in your heart for the Western lifestyle. So we should make tawbah istighfar and try slowly. He said, I only got one son. So I want to follow my son at least, the sunnah tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the only opportunity I will get to follow that sunnah. So his nikah must be completely according to the sunnah tariqah. So in every part of our life, we must become the ghulam and the slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tajalli jo hai sabz gumbat par fi har dam, usse rasht ke shams to qamar dekhte hai. As Hazrat mentioned that it was a very great wali of Allah, Sufi, Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabbar rahmatullah alayhi, and he said that every single believer, his heart is connected to the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, if you don't believe me, I can cut it off. And immediately you will lose your iman. So our hearts are connected to the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The more we will recite Durood Sharif, the more we will have love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person was behind him. He said, I also saw this. I said, an imitation of my Shaykh. Let me also take out my shoes. I took out my shoes and I started walking. I just walked for a short while. My legs were paining. They were bruised. They were sore. I quickly put my shoes back on. But Mulana Qasim Nanotwi rahmatullah alayhi, in the love of the Medina Munawwara, he just continued. He said, I was shocked, and now I understood how much of love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he had. That with Hakim ul-Ummat Mulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi, is mentioned that he said, if you read the kitabs of pious people, and even if they have written books on dunyavi things, worldly things, they wrote a book on math, a book on science, but they are a person of taqwa and piety, this will have an effect on your iman will increase. And he says, if you read books of impious people, fasiqs and fajirs, immoral people, because why, it's got some connection there. Our nisbat is with Medina Munawwara. So every wall of Medina Munawwara, every place of Medina Munawwara, every gully of alley of Medina Munawwara, a person looks with great, great love. Abu Bakr wa Farooq wa Uthman wa Haydar, رضی اللہ عنہم. تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں. In our minds, we think of the great Sahaba رضی اللہ عنہم, especially about the Nabi صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. All of their pride and their arrogance also, it has to be completely humbled. They are standing in front of the true king. They are not true kings in this world. For a short while, temporary, they are the kings, they are the called kings. But the true king is the king of Madinah Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they have to humble themselves. All the pride and arrogance goes away now. They have to come before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every time. So we are so fortunate. We can actually go to the place where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, and we can recite Durood Sharif directly to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person is far away, he recites Durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediately, there is an angel who is making gush in the whole world. And they get hold of that Durood and they take it to Madinah Munawwara and they present it before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is another angel.
Continuing with our lessons of Anwar al-Salah, which is extremely important on how to get a namaz of reality and a namaz of life. That is a namaz that is full of connection, and we get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this will bring every type. Mazay dono jahan se bar ke paaye. Let the king of both the worlds, when you recognize him and he comes into your heart, then you got the enjoyment of greater than both the worlds. That this world also will become cold, all the enjoyments, especially haram, artificial enjoyments. And Jannat also, when you actually...
So write the wrong answer and put maaf. They're hard. Hard. To put maaf, it doesn't be a condition that next time I make sure I get the right answer. It's maaf. And I wrote it, but I know the answer is not what you wanted, O Master. The angels become amazed with istighfar, which in our mind we will think istighfar will make us like... The angels say he failed. The angels become amazed with istighfar. Just why? Because a king asked. That is why istighfar has made men rich, which nothing else makes him rich. Man lazima al-istighfar, hold on to istighfar, Allah will open all doors for you. So the first thing was that to be able to force yourself to do what you don't want to do, that's your kamal in the eyes of the angels. Iblis couldn't do it. The second is after you do it, and even when you make an error, then just say maaf. Because Iblis can't say that maaf, and it burns. Ask for my du'as, you'll never say that. But what it was that, oh Allah, the action was so faulty. But in your fear, I gave it up. He gave it up before doing the action. But it was the thing that he gave it up.